Welcome to another episode of Dirty Folk, where we take a random word generator, create a three-word search to enter into Pornhub, and then share with you what we find through the eyes of our amateur porn expertise. I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Today's words, which I promise were randomly generated. I can't even believe it. It's probably going to produce relatively boring results. Harper doesn't know yet. I'm going to tell her right now. It's tension proud virgin.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Tension proud virgin. Virgin. That actually seems like something someone might type into Pornhub.
It does. So here we go. Let's see what we find. Max Moosman here with a brief interruption. I wrote a novel that I know you're gonna love. It's got a heroic dose of magic mushrooms. It's got time travel. It's got hot sex. It's got everything. A talking dead dog. I would love it if you picked it up and gave it a shot and changed your fucking life with my book. It's called Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, and you can buy it at dirtyfolk.com/bastard or on Amazon. Please, please go buy it. All right, it has been entered.
Good Lord. The first thing that jumped out at me is a very, should I describe this part? A very, very spread pussy just up close.
Yeah.
The implication is it's virgin pussy, tight pussy.
Real virgin deflowered. So the first few we see here are virgin teen, very first time, face reaction, giant boobs. God, a lot of this is upsetting. One of these is titled Baby Loses Virginity at 18 Years.
Yeah, I don't like that.
She's cute. She's not a baby. But why? What is going on? Pisces Mercury makes her mom and dad proud. Omegle Blonde Virgin Goddess gets dirty for Lucky Stranger 027.
Got some hentai in here.
Hentai, yes. Virgin teen of 18 gets her very first orgasm. That one looks fun. We're going to do that one.
Great.
I think let's take the Omegle one. That's a little bit of a different pace.
Cool.
And we know that the Omegle guy hates it when you get naked on Omegle.
And the Omegle creator.
Omegle creator. And
he's kind of a friend of a friend, so we know for a fact he gets so upset.
Yeah, and that dude annoyed the piss out of me when I met him, so let's go ahead and fucking mess with him a little bit.
All right.
Because fuck that guy.
Do we need to go to page two? There's just not that much.
What is tight hockey proud chick dances for friends? We're opening that one. That one looks fun.
Okay.
And let's go, for this one, let's go to page 10.
Oh my God, page 10.
Pick one from page 10. What do we got?
Indian virgin teen girl with red pussy.
Where is
that? Oh, that ends badly. Fucked by her father forcefully. Yeah, that's not so good.
It's only 2 minutes long, though.
That seems like a troll title.
I have to know. Okay. Tinder virgin man's quickly stuffed schoolgirl's ass anal.
Also, first anal. You see that one? That's one of the best thumbnails I've ever seen.
Where's it?
It's like just the words first anal scrawled on the girl's ass while she's apparently getting violently butt fucked.
Yeah. A lot of it's just standard porn. Virgin BBW fucks her hairbrush.
All right. Shall we call it there?
Okay. We'll open that one.
We've got plenty to work with here.
We've got lots to work with. Okay. So we're going to watch one and we'll be right back. Oh, it's Max Moosman again with another brief fun interruption. Did you go buy my book yet? Did you go do that? Bastard, A Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, the greatest American novel of the new century. Do you have it? Are you touching it? Are you caressing it right now? Is it on your balls? It should be. It should be. Whether you have lady balls or man balls, get a book, get my book, and put it on your balls. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
Anything for the manga?
Anything for the manga?
Anything for the manga?
I feel so inspired.
She did it all for the manga.
We just watched a story of the success manga and triumph.
Why is anime porn so much better than regular porn?
expand upon this.
It's the production value. It's got soundtracking. It's got plot. It's got, like, it's so much better. Like, just in terms of, like, we watched the whole thing. It's only, like, you know, 7 minutes long. But I was sucked in the whole time.
Yep.
You're just, like, in the story, involved in it. And it's, like, it's subtitled. It's all Japanese gibberish. And that's, like, all it, but I'm in. It gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Gets me.
Yeah, it's... Okay,
you want to give the breakdown?
I will give the breakdown.
Give the breakdown.
So, we enter with a guy and a girl meeting up. She has asked him to come over so that she can get images of his dick for reference so that she can draw her manga better. This girl is passionate about manga. She cares so much. It's all she really cares about. So she gets him to take his pants off. And from there, we go into, like, oh, well, like, the guys have a way to make it harder, don't they? And he's like, yes, but I need your help. So she helps him make his dick bigger. And then it proceeds to, he deflowers her. There is a real, I mean, like, real drawn trickle of crimson red blood when he, like, pops his dick in for the first time. There is this nice moment where he's, like, poised at her pussy, like, I won't do anything you don't want. And then he just sort of pops it in and she starts to bleed. So she's a virgin. And then after their first round where he, like, fucks her virgin pussy, she becomes just this, like, sex-crazed maniac and, like, will not stop fucking him until he comes, like, 3 times. And she's, like, snapping pictures the whole time so that she can draw the best manga ever. And we end after she gets a final shot of her pussy dripping cum. It, like, fades to, like, you see the picture she took, and then it sort of switches to the manga that she drew later. So she drew the best Arrow manga ever. She did it.
She did it.
She achieved her dreams.
The story of triumph.
Yeah.
She overcomes the odds and her own fears to draw the best manga ever. He comes 3 times throughout. He comes, she jerks him off, he comes.
Mm-hmm.
She sucks him off, he comes. So I think it's 4 times. She fucks him, he comes, and then she fucks him again.
No, she didn't blow him till he came, because he started rubbing her tit while she was licking the jizz off of his dick, and she lost strength to blow him because him rubbing her boobs felt so good.
Right. But they never lose the plot. The whole time, it's always like, well, if it's for the manga, it's okay. And, oh, I need a shot of this for the manga. And then at
there's
the
like
end of
action
it.
Action music. There are swoopy lines.
And at the end of it, she actually uses it for the manga.
Yep.
She follows through.
I love a girl with good follow through.
Okay. So horniness when you started.
Horniness when I started was probably like a 2. Just really like not horny at all.
Yeah. And at the finish.
At the finish, I would say I am right now at like a 3 or a 4, not crazy horny, but like definitely there were pieces of that got me. It was a wild ride where like
some of it
I found very distasteful. Some of it I really liked.
I'm so ignorant on manga stuff, so I don't know what to call it, but it has like all that, like what I associate like Dragon Ball Z, like flying through the air stuff, like action associated with sex. I talk about that on this podcast, that you need like action, you need soundtrack, you need like visual interest and stakes. I started at 2. I finished at a 6.
Yeah,
I fucking love this stuff.
Great.
This is what it should be. This is what it should be. All right, we got next. Omega Blonde Virgin Goddess Gets Dirty for Lucky Stranger 027. Right back with that one. Max Moosman here with another interruption. Harper tells me that if I tell you to buy my book and put it on your balls, that I'm going to be inundated with pictures of people with my book on their balls. I don't care. If you bought it, you know what? It's your right as an American or anywhere else in the world, because it's available worldwide, to send me a picture of my book on your balls. Lady balls, man balls, whatever. If you bought it, that's your right. So go buy my book, Bastard of Mushroom Trip, and put it on your balls or don't. Photograph optional. and but read it because it's really great and you're gonna love it. Oh, why do my highs have to get ruined so fast?
The highs, the lows. We bring it all to you. These are the trials and tribulations of Pornhub.
When we watch the anime ones, I feel like I can accept like more questionable behavior in the anime because I'm like, it's a fucking cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like amateur porn, especially, and like not like produced porn, not roleplay porn stuff, I just get like this one. Okay, so it is.
Let's do the breakdown.
It's 20 minutes and 30 seconds long. We skipped through the whole thing in like a minute,
mm-hmm.
2 minutes, because I couldn't do it. Because what's clearly happening here, it seems to me, is it's a dude, somebody recording a young lady from the other side. Like, so he's watching her on Omegle and he's recording her. She's not recording herself. And she's probably of age and whatever, but she looks young. And it's just silent, 20 minutes long. She takes off her clothes. She writes virgin on her stomach and she like masturbates. But it's just like, there's some of these when we get into them, that's it. That's the plot. That's it. She masturbates, she smiles, she turns the thing off. It's in kind of like a, what looks like maybe like college apartment room, something like that, sparsely decorated, you know, simple furniture, white walls, kind of dirty carpet. There's some of these that are just so gritty, you know, like when you just like see someone just kind of like hanging out, like bored and going to the internet to like just like take their clothes off and just sort of silently like show their body off and whatever, like there's something so, it's like going to see like some kind of like art house film that's like meant to like just make you nihilistic.
Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I would say my reactions are similar to yours. So a couple things that I notice about this video, just in terms of like how it's produced and displayed. One is you get typing sounds when she is not typing. So it's a weird kind of recording where like maybe this dude just had his camera like trained on.
No, he's on. That's what I'm saying. He's
right,
recording on his side.
Right. But why would his keyboard sounds come through?
Because he has his audio on. He has.
Yeah, that's probably it. So, yeah, you get this like weird interjection of keyboard sounds that's a little distracting. The other thing is, as far as I'm concerned, so I have a little bit of personal experience with this. I, in my youth, have used Omegle to like get sexy. It was sort of one of my introductions into like camming as an idea. And I have found before there's at least one recording of me that I didn't know was being taken.
Really?
That has shown up on Pornhub.
Were you over 18?
Yes.
Okay.
I was. And this was like when we were together, you like knew I was Omegling, but it's still like embarrassing and weird. Like it's a very private moment and a very private conversation to have displayed. And the thing that I recall from mine is the dude got a screen recording of the whole screen so you can see the chats. Which, like, if someone's going to masturbate to it, that, I think, is much more engaging, and I appreciate the production quality more.
Sure.
This is just the video. So, yeah, I guess this is, like, a little PSA. Don't do anything on Omegle that you don't want recorded and posted to Pornhub.
Because it's going.
Their odds are high that it will be.
It's going there.
Yeah, this video made me uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was like nice to see her smile at the end. Like at least she had a good time.
Now, to be fair, I'm sure. I know I said she looks young. Pornhub is very good about this. They require if you upload, they require you to put the ID information of people who appear in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably all faked. She probably knows it was going up. Like there, I mean, I know you said it went up without your
consent. I would not say it as much. I would not be that confident. She doesn't look too young to me. You're right. It looks like a college dorm or an apartment situation. Yeah.
No, she's not like, super young. Like the we've done ones before where like they intentionally make the girl look young. She's petite with braces, whatever. It's not like that. It's just, I hear like French talking over it with like subtitles of, you know, just like
nothing matters.
Yeah.
Why do we persist in this world?
Yeah, exactly.
Put a baguette in your pussy, you dumb slut.
It's all I hear. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Yeah. So, right, so safe to say both of us are at like hornometer one.
Yeah, 1 to 0. I went from that riding that manga train like, fuck yeah, this is the stuff, to just like, oh, no.
Nope.
All sex is dirty. I'm horrible. I'm a dirty old man. This is not good.
Oh, you're okay, Bubba.
I'm not okay.
You're okay, Bubba.
No. All right. What do we have next? Please be nicer. Tight, hokey, proud chick dances for friends.
All right. Let's have some fun.
All right. We'll be right back with this one. From the look Harper is giving me... Oh, Max Moosman here with another interruption really quick. From the look Harper is giving me, she doesn't believe in your rights. She doesn't believe that putting my book on your balls and sending me a picture is something that to be described as a right. And I think she is suspect that she's going to actually see a lot more of these pictures than I am, and that I'm really writing a check that she's going to have to cash. But you know what? I don't care. As long as you're buying my book and reading my book, that's the most important part. And if you've taught your balls to read, that's great for you. I would love to know your method, because my balls could use an education. So buy my book and let's connect on educating testicles around the globe. It's Bastard a Mushroom Trip. It's trippy. It's fun. You're going to love it. It's a great American novel. It's available right now. Dirtyfoot.com/bastard. All right. I feel a little better.
Yeah. That was some good old wholesome fun.
That was wholesome, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It was wholesome, wholesome amateur porn.
Yeah. Mind if I take the description for this one?
Okay.
All right. So very grainy, like phone video of this girl who's like doing a striptease in a dude's bedroom. So she's like making a lot of eye contact. She's like, she's in just like gym shorts and this sort of grungy, like sports, I think, t-shirt. And she does, this is soundtracked by Britney Spears' I'm a Slave for You, which she knows every word to. She's like mouthing along the whole time. And yeah, lots of eye contact. She's doing this striptease, taking off her clothes. Very slow, very teasy, which like that whole thing, just fun. Just like it, I got the impression like, oh, she's just like doing this private thing with her boyfriend, la la la. Halfway through the video, huge fucking surprise, she walks across to the other corner of the room where there are like three other dudes all in a row watching this go down. And she like starts crawling on top of one of them, and it becomes clear that she's doing this striptease for a room full of guys. And we get this amazing close-up on one of the guys' faces, who like cannot believe where he is and what's going on. He's got like the derpiest look on his face I've ever seen. And She takes off her bra, she rubs ice on herself, she's got like a single nipple piercing, and she like at the very end of the song sort of slides down her panties, then the song ends, she pulls them back up, she like throws her bra at somebody, or the ice cube, she throws the ice cube at the guy filming and leaves the room. But I do want to say too, one of the things I thought was so charming about this is like she's clearly not a dancer. She's like shaking her hips in this sort of like fun, but like kind of stiff way. She is clearly just like a chick having a good time.
Yeah. She's just a little slutty.
Yeah.
Just a little slutty. And I got to say, like, yeah, she's got one move and she works it. She got one sort of
that sort of snaky, like shoulders and hips moving at different times thing.
She is sticking her belly all the way out there and arcing. She's got a little white girl butt and she's getting it out as far as she can, arcing her
tiny little titties.
Tiny little titties. She's having a good time. Yeah, she's a little nervous, a little stiff, but clearly having a good time. I also found it wholesome that, like, I think she intended to strip down, like, all the way, but, like, ran out of song. So like it was very like slow. Everything came off very slowly, kind of like until the end where things started kind of coming off a little bit faster, a little less tease because she's sort of running out of song and sort of running out of time. The dudes are all like terrified and like clutching their little fucking cheap bottled beers and like
right, like nobody knows exactly what to do here.
It felt like college.
Yep. Yeah, that felt like some shit that I would have done for sure. Like,
it felt like America's finest educational institutions.
College. Yeah.
And yeah, it was all grainy footage and everything. Do you think she knows she's on Pornhub?
I go back and forth on it. She 1,000,000% knew she was on video. Like, no doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely. Pornhub probably wasn't even like a famous thing when she... What is a hockey? Or is it a Hawkeye? H-O-K-I-E. Is that a particular college?
I don't
know.
It was on her shirt. I'd imagine that it is like a version of sports fan.
It's got to be a college, a particular college. Yeah, I wonder, because it looks like it was submitted to some website, like free amateur porn.
Yeah.
Like an old school thing that you used to like get like $15 for submitting to or something like that.
Yeah. If I had to put money down, I would put money down that she doesn't know she's on Pornhub. But I feel better about it because she knew fucking for sure that she was being recorded, that she was on camera.
I'm going to say, like, she doesn't know she's on Pornhub, but she knows they submitted it to the amateur porn thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that this girl is like 30 at least now, probably 35.
Mm-hmm.
That this
yeah, it
is
looks
old.
Right. The pride with which she was singing Britney Spears tells me that song just came out.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So,
because there was no irony in singing along to Britney Spears.
No, this wasn't a funny thing. So I think her and her boyfriend probably submitted this for like $15 to one of these sites. So, yeah. Okay. Horny level?
I would say my horny level is like 5 or 6.
Wow.
Yeah. It got up there. The moment where like you see all the other dudes in the room, I was like, yes, I am here for this.
Okay. Yeah. Mine recovered. I like baseline 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was adorable.
Yep.
It was
real
adorable.
Fun.
Oh, I feel better.
Yep.
All right. We got next.
Oh,
oh no. I'm oh no.
This roller coaster.
Indian virgin teen with red pussy fucked by her father. What's the rest of the title?
Forcefully is the
Forcefully.
Yeah.
It's the missing word from that. It's only 2 minutes long. Oh god.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Let's see.
We'll be right back. Max Moosman here with another brief interruption. I want to make it clear that if you're saying to yourself right now, I'd love to read this fantastic novel that Max wrote called Bastard and Mushroom Trip, but I'm not interested in either putting it on my balls or sending him a picture. I don't think I can buy it now. I want to assure you that putting it on your balls is not required in any way to enjoy it. You will love this book whether or not it ever even sees your balls. You can dress modestly around this book and read it, and you will still get life-changing experience. It's called Bastard and Mushroom Trip. It's my novel. It's a fantastic novel. I highly recommend you go buy it right now, dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Completely clickbait title. Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Now, so quick breakdown. Again, I want to remind you, the title's fucked up. It's Indian virgin teen girl with red pussy fucked by her father forcefully. Horrible. Now, the video, if you just watched it without that title, it would be kind of another wholesome one. It seems like a sort of like young college-aged Indian woman, sort of like doing something that I really like, actually. She's got like a big, is it called a sarong? Like a one big piece of cloth that can cover your whole body.
Right.
And she's like cell phone filming herself. And you can kind of hear in the background that she's like in a house full of people, but she's like in her room. So it looks sort of like she's just like sort of teasing with the thing. Maybe it's just for herself, or maybe it's for a boy. And she's just kind of like playing with this big sheet, like ornate sheet thing on her, and kind of exploring her body. You can tell she's like looking at herself in the footage too. And like, there's like little moments that I love with like women too, when they kind of like touch their belly and like pat their belly a little bit and just like see how much kind of fluff they have there. And like, you know, like with just like a tiny bit of insecurity, but like she's an attractive woman. It's very adorable, stuff like that. There's just whole thing. And then it just, that's it. She kind of just like strips down to nothing. She gets in the bed a little bit. She shows off her body a little bit. Nothing close up, nothing graphic, kind of sweet. I was terrified the whole time though, because of the title. It felt like I was watching a horror movie, because right. The sweeter it got and the more innocent it got. And then at the end, there is a knock on the door and it cuts out.
Right. So there is this suspense. Yeah, it is. 1,000,000% a clickbait title, because I saw when you scroll down, it's most of the votes on it are thumbs down, and the categories it's set to are Indian, orgy, pissing, pussy licking, rough sex, small tits, solo female, teen. Like, it's like these are clearly mostly irrelevant tags. Yeah,
I'll leave it at that. Thank God it wasn't what I thought it was, but the title did add for another level of suspense where it made it feel like I was watching like a horror movie. Like sitting the whole time, like I'm watching the seconds go by. Like it's almost over. It's almost over. Oh my God! Yeah, please don't let anything terrible happen to this girl.
Oh yeah.
Please don't let anything terrible happen to this girl.
I was right there with you, like really hoping that it didn't go south, and yeah. We can leave it there.
Yeah. My horny level's back down to a 2. Although I'm looking at this little animated ad next to it.
Oh, you're looking at the ad on the side. I'm noticing the ad over the video, which I think is kind of hilarious. It's an advertisement for Pet CBD, but it starts off with a picture of a dog just staring at the camera, and it says, "Wish your dog wasn't staring at you right now," which is very relatable.
It is. All right. We got one more. Virgin BBW fucks her hairbrush. I wonder what that one's about.
Yeah, who could know?
Right back with that. Max Moosman here with another brief interruption. Now, you may be wondering as well, like, I don't identify as a person with balls, lady or otherwise. What if I want to put it on my butt or on my boobs or on my head? Or what if I want to just make sweet, sweet love to it? Or just kiss it gently. You know, once you buy it, it's yours. And it's yours to do whatever you want with, on camera or off camera. And, you know, the most recommended way to interact with my book is to read it, because it's a fantastic story of triumph and coming of age and drugs. But you can put this on any naked body part that you choose. That's your right. And I don't care what Harper says. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Don't look at me like that, Harper. Well, that was a really graphic ad for a hairbrush.
Oh my God. But it's so sweet that she gave her hairbrush a nickname. She calls him Daddy.
She does call her hairbrush Daddy. Okay. It's like 3 minutes long. We watched the whole thing. It is an extreme close-up. Like, no identifying marks, like someone, a woman holding like a cell phone, I assume, so that you can see like halfway up her thighs and like her pussy. So extremely close up. And then it's like a really rough bristle hairbrush that she's fucking herself with the handle of. Did you read the brand name?
Oh, I didn't see the brand name.
Okay,
though.
But she keeps, that's why it made me think of a commercial, because she keeps like fucking herself with it and then pulling it all the way out and holding it very still, so the brand name is just like sitting there on camera for a few seconds.
Okay.
And then she sticks it back in and does it some more, and then she pulls it out. And that pretty much, she calls it Daddy a few times. She says she wishes it was a real cock, and she, you know, assumingly comes. A couple things that jumped out at me on this one, I just want to say real quick, that because I was... I don't know if you saw, I had a horrified look on my face.
Yes.
The whole time.
I noticed.
One, she kept pushing it in too far. So some of these, like, it's like the wiry bristles.
They're like the plastic rough bristles.
They go in a couple times. And you can hear it. You can hear it go just like. And it's.
Awful.
awful. You have to have something better than this to shove in your pussy.
But invest in a dildo. Oh my God.
That. And then the other thing that kept getting me that I just could not get out of my head is, I'm not saying anything about the way this girl might look in real life, but the angle she picked and how like clean shaven she is, she's completely waxed and everything. It looks like I might be being fooled and she's just shoving a brush into a roast chicken.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't say I got that impression myself.
I'm gonna back it up.
Okay, please.
Look at this.
All right.
We get back here. Let's see. Where do we get real? Right there.
Yeah.
It's a roast chicken.
You're so right. Cause she's got the video is titled BBW, so you know, and she knows, and everybody knows, this is a big fucking girl. So she's got the sort of fat upper pubic area and the sort of fat rolls that go around her pussy. So her clit area is sort of enveloped by two fat rolls, as is her pussy. So there's just kind of a fold where she's shoving the hairbrush in. And that fold, combined with her upper thighs, looks just like a roast chicken. So another thing adds to that impression, which was one of the main things I got from this video. You referred to this girl as being waxed. Absolutely not. That is a girl who shaves her pussy and doesn't do it very well. Because, this is just a visceral feeling for me. There are all sorts of, red spots where she has either, cut herself or there are ingrown hairs. The shave job is clearly fresh, but it looks painful to me. So she's got all these little red spots and red marks that, if you put it in the roast chicken context, look like a plucked chicken.
Gritty. Sex is gritty. Why are we doing this?
This is what the people want, Max.
All right.
You perverts, you want the hairbrush fucking BBWs. You want the tight, hokey, proud chicks. What was this search again? You want the tension-proud virgins.
Tension-proud virgin.
You and your tension-proud virgins.
All right.
Get out of here.
Here comes the outro. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Dirty Folk Podcast. Max Moosman here. I just want to say, guys, there's so many of you right now purchasing my book and rubbing it all over your balls, and it gives me a warm feeling in my heart. It's on your balls, it's on your butts, it's on your boobs, it's on your heads, it's in your hearts. That's the most important thing. It's in your hearts. As we speak, hundreds, I'm sure, thousands of my book are now headed out all over the world to meet new boobs and butts and balls, and I just want to say, my little books are just as excited to meet your nuts as your nuts are to meet my book. If you're not in the party yet, go ahead and buy it. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard. It's Bastard a Mushroom Trip. It's a great American novel. It's maybe the greatest novel of the new century. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Go get it. Your nuts will thank me first and then you. Have a great day.
Hello. Harper the Fox here with another thing you should know. Every week, along with our normal episodes, we release a special full-length bonus episode, which you can buy at dirtyfolk.com/listen. The bonus episodes are a pay-what-you-want kind of thing. So the price starts at $6.69, because that's hilarious. And you can pay as much as you want for the episode from there. So basically, it depends on how much you like us and how cool you are. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna use that transparent fucking sales technique. Did you know that the cooler you are, the more money you spend on the bonus episode? And if you pay more than $100, that means you have a super, super gigantic dick that I just want. I want it. dirtyfolk.com/listen for the bonus episodes.